Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. These daily challenges are meant to help people explore what it means to follow Jesus, even in our busy commuting lifestyle. And if you've never looked into what that means in the first place, I'd really encourage you, check out our Christianity 101 course first. You can take it live in person or through our mobile app. It's a great introduction to the basic concepts of what it means to follow Jesus that we try to build on in the daily challenges. Every day and week, we follow a rhythm to help us as one community learn what it means to follow Jesus, even when we're not physically together. Every Monday, we introduce the idea for the week. Every Tuesday, we see what the Bible has to say. Every Wednesday, we allow ourselves to be challenged in our thoughts. Every Thursday, we try to apply it and live it out in our lives. And then every Friday, we take time to pray and reflect on the topic. Saturday's a day for rest, and then Sunday's a day for community, and we're going to start gathering together as one community soon. We just recently had a great baptism service and celebration where a number of our members came together in one place to worship God. We're going to do that more and more often over this year, so stay tuned for some of our upcoming gatherings. We're in a series right now called Reset. We're looking at how deciding to follow Jesus resets everything in our lives. We've looked at a number of areas that it impacts, and this week we're going to look at how following Jesus impacts our views of food and the body. That's why I'm here in a Chinese buffet, a place where people indulge, enjoy a huge selection of food, and can have as much as they like. This kind of a topic about food and the body might surprise you. You might expect Redeem the Commute to be focused more on spiritual things and not having much to do with what we eat and what we do with our bodies. But the two are very closely connected. Tomorrow we're going to see how the Bible says that these two are connected, but it's probably something you know from experience as well. Think of those times in life when somebody's struck with a serious illness. They almost immediately turn to prayer. We have this sense that spirituality and our physical bodies are both connected. Or just look at people's interest in yoga today. It's amazing to see how people are longing for a way to connect spirituality and physicality in a way that Christianity has maybe neglected. Christianity does that a lot in different ways, through things like the Lord's Supper, breaking bread and wine, connecting Jesus' death on the cross with actual bread and wine. There's a physical sign of something amazing that happened a long time ago. Or baptism, when somebody's washed clean spiritually, symbolized with water washing them clean on the outside. There's a huge connection between the two. Maybe you can think of some others, and that's what I want you to think about today. I hope you'll join with some other friends you know from the train or bus or from work or from the neighborhood, somebody else you can discuss our daily challenges with. Discuss with them today's question. How else do you think the spiritual and physical are connected for Christians? What examples have you seen? We'll have a great discussion. Don't forget, we're reading the Bible in sync as a community, so check our website or app to see what today's Bible reading is. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.